You're listening to Drive on ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, how often have you been walking around the neighbourhood and you see a nice piece of furniture or maybe a printer or a bunch of plates left on the side of the road? You might not want it yourself, but you can imagine someone for whom it would be the perfect thing. A cricket bat, a sash window, a pile of detective novels. So why not take a photo of the offerings and put it on the net, together with the address which is stacked in the street outside, so that the objects might be united with a perfect owner, and rapidly so before it next rains and everything is ruined. Welcome to the generous Help Each Other world of Street Bounty, which has moved from its original home in Sydney's Newtown to inspire other web pages around the country and indeed around the world. James Cottam is the creator of Street Bounty and joins us on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jane. Tell us how it started.
I was walking down the street on my way to the pub with my wife and dog, and my dog spotted a fantastic sideboard, and I looked at it, and my wife looked at me and said, no chance.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, somebody would probably like this, so I just put it up on my Facebook, and one of my friends just got in their car, came around, snaffled it about 20 minutes later and said thanks, and I thought, this has got legs. So I sat down at the pub with my dog and created a group on Facebook and just called it Street Bounty. And then it kind of went from there. We started off with about 300 people, and we've now got 30,000 plus in the Inner West. And worldwide, probably about 100,000.
Wow. Okay. So this is not for me. You know, the sideboard is not for me. The cricket bat is not for me. The detective novels are not for me. But someone else is going to like them.
Someone else might like it. And people really love it. Like they just take a snap and then post it while they're walking along. And, you know, some people have found some crazy good stuff. There was a skip full of working go-karts. Hmm. Somebody picked up an original a limited edition Norman Lindsay print that was worth about $4,000.
Wow.
Somebody got some original Aboriginal art, which was worth thousands. You would be surprised at the stuff that ends up on the curb.
And I think, you know, lockdown is a particularly good time to talk about this, because I've noticed it myself. I suppose partly because op shops are closed and partly because people are using the lockdown time to finally get around to cleaning out the garage. But there does seem to be lots of Street Bounty at the moment.
There is. There's quite a bit of a community around it as well, because we kind of encourage. You know, the ethos of Street Bounty is not to dump your stuff on the street and take a photo of it, but just to spot stuff that's there, but also to pay items forward. So there's lots and lots of people who get on there and they go, hey, I'm moving house, I'll be getting rid of these things, and they put the photos up. And then people, people obviously within the 5K mm-hmm. limit at the moment will go, yeah, and they do a contactless pickup and we're off and away.
Yeah, what a good idea. James Cottram is here from Street Bounty. A case in point in last week's good news, Catherine called in to say she'd found an incredible bounty of treasure during her local council cleanup.
I normally scout around throwouts because I donate to the homeless, particularly shoes. So I'm always looking for shoes. I found this big bag full of shoes, full of Jimmy Choo, YSL, Prada, and all in my size. And also, I was making a tuna dip and my food processor broke. And I thought, I went online, couldn't find one. Across the road from the shoes, it was like shopping at Harvey Norman on the footpath. I had three. Someone emptied their whole house onto the footpath. And they're all like top brands as well. And they all worked.
You are a council throwout queen. That is fantastic.
Queen.
And you'll be doing it in your Jimmy Choo shoes soon.
I will too.
Well, there you go, James. Proof in, case in point, you can find some amazing things.
Here she is.
Yeah, that's right. But have you ever heard of Jimmy Choo shoes? You know, $1,000 each or something.
People have found some really, really valuable stuff. Somebody found a original Parker sideboard. You see original Federation dining tables and all sorts mm-hmm. of things.
Yeah, you know, the best part is it's not greed for yourself, is it? It's thinking what is blissful is saying a Parker, there's people who would die for a Parker sideboard, the aesthetic, you know, the 70s aesthetic. It's to reunite them with a treasured object.
Yeah, and it just saves it from being crushed, basically. It keeps it out of landfill. And it's got these things often have so much life in them. We just throw away too much stuff that still works. I'm living in a flat and I do not own a thing in it. Every single thing, all the pots, the pans, the plates, the bed, the cupboards, everything, the vacuum has come from Street Bounty.
Mm. Well, it's a perfect time to do it and to celebrate. And of course, you know, please thank your dog, because I can tell that he's the actual, you know, brains, or he or she is the brains behind the operation.
She's absolutely the brains and the nose behind the operation.
Very good, James. Hey, thanks so much. There's James Cottrum, who's the creator of Street Bounty. Started in Newtown, but as you heard, went around the nation and now around the world. This nice idea of not grabbing the stuff for yourself, but putting the picture up and seeing if somebody else finds that perfect thing before it rains and it's all wasted.
You're listening to Drive on ABC Radio Sydney.